1980. This is Faustina Sharp interviewing Annetta Shearhart in her home in Castroville, Texas. I'm interviewing for the Castroville Public Library Oral History Project B. Mrs. Shearhart, where were you born?
I was born in La Crosse, Texas.
And what was your father and mother's names?
My father was Joseph Drocord, and mother was Annie Monier. And they married in 1902.
How many children in your family?
We were four. Alice was the oldest, and a brother Alvin, and Myrtle. And Noah, I came third, and then Myrtle was the baby.
Mm-hmm. Tell me some of the things that you played as little children. What did you play at home?
Oh, we would play house outside, and take rocks and fix walls around, and little sticks, and make mud pies. And then as we grew a little bit older, like five or six, my daddy built us a playhouse. And mother would give us coffee, cold coffee, and we put milk and sugar in that. And thought it was wonderful.
I know you had a lot of fun at home.
Oh yes, it was a great
one. When did music enter your life? How young were you?
Well, I had uncles on the Drocourt side and aunts that played the piano, and I would go visit. And then when my oldest sister was old enough, she took music up here in Castroville from Sister Yadoka, and she really learned how to play.
Yeah.
She still plays very well.
Mm-hmm.
And then I got interested. And I took lessons at La Crosse there from some school teacher. I had butterflies in the stomach the first time I went. I still remember it.
How old were you? Do you remember that?
No, I must have been about eight.
You had an orchestra, didn't you, at home? I mean, most of your family?
Well, just my oldest sister played with my daddy. My daddy played the violin. She played the piano, and then they had others. Oh, they played with, what's the one that came from the Brown Fossil?
Was it Arts?
Yes. Mr. Arts.
Is that?
And some Groves played with them, too.
What was your daily routine other than play? Did you have any chores to do?
Oh, yes. When we come home from school, we'd have to get some wood in because Mother had a wood stove to cook on. And we'd have to keep our room clean. And as we grew a little older, before we went to school in the morning, we did the linens and had them hanging on the line. In those days, Well, I think we had a washer that you had a lever you pushed back and forth.
A hand pump.
Yes, But you still had that three times rinsing. And we'd hang them on the line and we'd get there for 8 o'clock mass.
When did you have to get up?
I guess we got up at 6 o'clock.
Do you remember any of the real good foods that your mother cooked? I know she was a good cook.
She was a good
special.
Cook. I remember something she'd fix on Friday. Of course, we always had beans on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't have so much fish, I don't think. But she'd also make donuts, unsugared donuts, and we'd eat those with the beans instead of bread.
Oh, is that right?
That's great.
Oh, yeah. Did you have Gnepfla or anything like
oh,
that?
Oh, yes, Gnepfla.
Uh-huh. Little buttons.
And noodles. All those things.
Mm-hmm. Did she ever cook like stewed fruit or anything?
Oh, yes. When we have noodles, we'd have the stewed prunes. You can put that over the noodles. Now we take the canned peaches and put them in there. Yeah, she was a very good cook.
I remember that.
Do you?
Yeah. Tell me about you and Blackie's courtship. How did he court you?
Well, I'm not quite sure how we got acquainted. I used to see him when we'd come up. They had a skating rink where Kenny Park is now. And he would be skating backwards, down, squatting down, you know, and he'd always bother us girls. We would always be a bunch of girls coming up. But then I didn't get acquainted with him. Then later on, I don't remember. He came over one time with Alvin, and we had him for dinner. And after that, we went with each other.
You probably fixed that up, didn't you?
Yeah.
Then when he came courting, did he come in a, what kind of a car did he have?
Well, there was no bank in Castroville at the time, and Curran, he was working for Curran at the store here. And he would have to come down to the bank, taking their money down and things. So he would drive in the backyard just so we could talk a little bit. Steal a kiss and then he'd go on.
When he came over to see you in the evenings, what did you do? Did you court at home or did you go out somewhere?
Well, oh, he'd love for me to play the piano. Yes, yes. And, well, sometimes, like on Thanksgiving, we'd always go see a football game. And he took me to the first cafeteria, Milan Building.
That was a big event.
Oh, yes.
That's great. So you gathered around the piano. You probably sang and everything, huh?
Oh, yes. And we always had young people there. Mm-hmm. I remember on a Sunday after High Mass, they'd come there. And, Gabe Hans was down there at the time, and he could sing, you know, and then... Oh, quite a few around there would come over. And Alice would still be at home, you know.
I remember those stacks of music.
Oh, yeah. I remember one. It was called Bluebell. It's beautiful.
Y'all did pretty music. Tell me about your wedding, Netta.
Well, when we decided to get married, we set the date, and I went ahead. Of course, we'd have to go to San Antonio to get the materials for the dresses, for the bridesmaids, and Mother and I went shopping for a wedding dress, and we walked. We started at Wolf and Mark's, walked on down to Josky's. And I found one in Josky's, and it was $25, and I wanted it. And about 3 weeks before we were supposed to get married, Ralph got sick. And the doctors didn't know. He had a high temperature and had real bad backache. Doctors didn't know what it was. Dr. Reimer was here. He got Dr. Smith at Honolulu. And they had consultation. And they finally came up and said, I was sitting next to the bed with him. And they said that they'll have to quarantine the house because he has smallpox. So I leave there, go home. They didn't quarantine me, you know. But everybody in La Costa and Castroville was vaccinated.
Well, that's
for
good.
That, yes.
They couldn't quarantine you because it wouldn't have been good for your reputation.
I don't know that he didn't say, you know, you have to stay there.
That's something.
But we have to postpone the wedding then for 6 weeks.
Describe your wedding dress. I know it was pretty.
Oh, and there was a, it had a lace yoke. And the hem was sort of scalloped, shorter in the front than in the back. The dresses had been short, but these were just starting to begin to get a little longer. Was just below the knees in front and maybe halfway down the back. And a veil. I bought the wreath and veil already fixed up. And I went and ordered my flowers. That morning, I got up and cleaned up the house. We had a wedding reception right there. Somebody brought the flowers from a Marty boy that was in the wedding, Custer Rail. He brought the flowers, and I arranged the flowers for the bridesmaids. And
you were a busy bride, weren't you?
Yeah.
What did the bridesmaids wear?
They wore Arctic chiffon. That's pretty. And hats. We had problems getting the hats made.
I bet you did. What year did you marry?
29.
I'm 29. And how many children did you have?
Four.
Can you tell me something about burials in those days? Did they have wakes and all that?
Well, I remember mostly in the family when my Grandpa Monier lived with us. He had been living with Mother ever since they got married at his room. And Grandpa would give him, what do you call it, every week.
Some stipend for
somebody
an allowance?
An allowance, yes. Mm-hmm. So he could go to the barber shop, you know, get him some tobacco. But he'd take care of the backyard. We had a cow, he'd milk it, and the chickens, and he was happy. And I always thought, I just admired my parents that they had an extra room for him.
That was nice,
yeah.
Wasn't it?
But then I remember then when he died, the undertaker came to the house and embalmed him.
Is that right? Did they always have the undertakers in those days, or did they?
Well, that's the first time that I remember an undertaker. He came from Hondo, I think. It was, I forget the name. It was there before this. Mm-hmm.
And then the body was kept in the house.
Yes.
And
same way with Mother. Mm-hmm. She died the next year. Now we'd sit. I think a couple of persons sat there. All night. All night, yes. Mm-hmm. But you want to hear about the Mexican people?
Yes.
They'd hold
wakes,
yes. And you'd hear them crying and wailing all night long. Well, it was so quiet in the little town, except when a train went through, you know.
They really cut up, huh?
Oh, yeah.
What about baptisms? Do you remember any, did they have a big celebration for baptisms?
I don't think so. I just don't remember.
Did they have any special dresses, like long dresses and all that?
Oh, yes. They had little yokes with sleeves, and they were usually handmade. And they were long, yes, that's right. In fact, we still have the one Ralph was baptized in. The great-grandchildren are using them. They're using them for, yeah.
What did you do for birthday parties? I can guess that. What did you do for birthday parties?
Oh, well, I remember my 16th birthday party. It was a surprise. And we went over to the hall and danced. See, there's a dance hall over there where the school is now. Or we'd have surprise parties I don't know how they started, but I remember one time at Joe Conrad, Buster's and Florence's daddy, they had a surprise party down there. That's the one I remember. And I remember one at Albert Bittiger up at the river. And they were fun.
What did you do at these parties?
You danced in one of the rooms or a porch, whatever they had.
What did you do for music?
Well, I guess there was a guitar there and violin. Yeah.
Maybe an accordion? Was there an accordion?
Could be, yes.
Those are fun days. Well, so you went to a lot of dances, you and Blackie, even after you were married, didn't you?
Oh, yes. Now, at La Costa, first we didn't have as many dances down there, but we'd come up to Castroville more and have dances down there.
Did you go to Trecasser's
dance hall? And I remember when both halls were just crowded.
What were some of the orchestras, do you remember?
One was the greatest. Jimmy Klein. Oh, that was a beautiful orchestra. He'd play the two clarinets at one time. He'd be up at Tregesser's.
They had the hotel orchestras, the ones that played at the hotels in San Antonio, to come out here, didn't they, in those days?
Sometimes.
Mm-hmm. I hear Paul Whiteman played out here. Do you remember that?
Uh-uh.
You don't remember that?
We used to have a lot of old-time dancing, just old-time music. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's when my daddy and my sister Alice played, forget that Grove boy's name. He played the guitar. He was good too. And drums, of course, sure. Somebody played the drums.
Do you remember any real special dances that were a little different? Masquerades?
Masquerades, I guess they had. Yes. Oh, yes. Oh, here's something they had. What do they call it? The girls would bring a box and decorate it and have it filled with food.
Box supper?
Yes, box supper. And the men would, they'd auction the boxes. And if a boy was going with a girl, naturally he'd want to buy that box. So he's bidding on it and everybody else is running him up on price, you know.
How did he know that was her box?
Oh, well, I don't know. She probably told him.
Tell me how the boxes were decorated.
What?
How were the boxes decorated?
Oh, beautiful.
What did you use?
Gee whiz. Crepe paper. Crepe paper. Just...
So you slipped him a little piece of the crepe paper, didn't
you?
Yeah.
See, some of them would make them look like a house. Cut the cardboard and things like that.
You went to a great deal of trouble.
Yeah.
What did you put inside?
Oh, gee, fried chicken, potato salad, or chips. We always made homemade chips those days. You didn't buy them.
You did.
Yeah, man.
It was the lucky guy that got your box, wasn't it?
Oh, well, they were all had good boxes. Of course, then they'd sit together sometime. You know, a bunch sit together with a few boxes and have fun. But that was really fun.
I'll bet it was. Did you have any plays?
Oh, yes. Started in school. I remember we had two of them. I don't remember so much about the one. But in one, I was the bride, and Richard Bietinger at La Costa was the groom. And it was really good. Clotilda was the...
Director?
Yes, she was good.
I bet she was.
And we better not giggle, because she'd stop, you know, and talk to us. But when we had that one, when it got to the time where they were supposed to, you know, maybe pronounce us man and wife, the priest we had said no, they couldn't do that. They couldn't go that far.
So then what did you do?
Well, that was just it, you know. We just walked in as bride and groom, that's all. And then
he was afraid you might think you were
married. I don't know. I also remember, what do you call those, tabloids?
Mm-hmm.
The little girls would go into position and then they'd have this and put all the lights out and just have this flame burning on the stage.
That was pretty, wasn't it?
Oh, it was.
And there was music to it.
Yeah, you're right, yeah. Then we'd always have play duets, too.
Oh, those
I know Florence signed. Kemp and Marie Havey and I went to school at the same time. And then
you had to play together then?
Yeah.
All three of them. Tell me something about the baseball. I know you went to baseball games.
Oh, yeah.
On Sunday afternoon.
Yeah. My brother was a pitcher. He's left-handed. They called him Lefty Louie. And they played ball right where the ledger office is now. That was this big square.
Main Street of Lacoste.
Yes. Mm-hmm. They played right there. Oh, I have pictures.
Do you?
Yeah, we even wear our hats to go to the ball game.
Would you share some of your pictures with us?
Oh, yes. I'm going to have to go through all my pictures. Same way with down by the river, you know, when we were swimming.
What are some of the teams that you played in other towns?
Oh, DeHennis, Hondo. Well, I don't know about Hondo, but DeHennis. I remember distinctly DeHennis. And Castroville, McDonough.
They were a lot of it. Seemed like the Castro Colony group kind of stuck together, didn't they? I mean, DeHennis and
well,
and
I
Castroville,
guess, yeah.
I would think so. Speaking the same language.
Yeah. Probably like the same thing.
Mm-hmm. Drinking beer and what else?
I don't know.
Did you come up for St. Louis Festival?
Yes. We come up for the festival. But I just remember one time. But still, we'd come up to Castroville for a lot of those things. You know, when they'd have church celebration.
Did you have a mission church in Lacoste at the time, or did you have a full parish?
A full parish. Full parish, yes,
uh-huh.
Yes.
But it wasn't big enough for all this falderoy they had here, I suppose.
Well, I think all the people that moved to Lacoste, you know, came from Castroville. And the men probably already belonged to the St. Louis Society. Of course, they did start one at Lacoste too then.
I think most of the men belonged to both, though. They stayed
yes,
with
yes,
St. Louis
yes.
Society.
Yes, they stayed with St. Louis till they died, yes.
Did you belong to St. Anne's in Castroville then, you and your mother?
No, I just, when I got married, I joined St. Anne's. But we had a young women's sodality in Lacoste, Jungfrauen.
Mm-hmm. When you married, you moved to Castroville.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you became a part of this community. So did you work at St. Louis Day then? And after you
oh,
were
yes,
married?
Oh, yes, 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 we helped. And then, well, I had babies. Well, we got married in 29, and we had one in 30, 32, 33, and 34. Then when the one that was born in 34 was 3 years old, well, I had also joined the choir to sing. But then when that one was 3 years old, a lady in the choir, Frances Naglin, said, "Now your little one is 3 years old, you could come back to the choir, you can bring her along." And I did, and I was happy she said that.
Oh, that's great. You were always happy with music.
Right. So, Alfred Schmidt was the organist then. And he didn't like to come like on Wednesday evening and Friday evening services. So he asked me if I wouldn't take that over, and that made me happier.
You bet.
So I did. And finally, later on, I got into the High Mass in the Racoons, and I was there for 25 years.
Of
course, I used to play organ at Lacoste, but not as much as I did here. I just kind of helped on May Devotion and things. My sister was the organ, Alice.
Tell me something about the funeral mass. You played a full requiem mass in...
Yes.
And that was in Latin, wasn't it?
Huh?
That was in Latin?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, we sang Latin until, just as I quit around there, they quit singing the mass in Latin.
While we're on that, did you ever play the Vespers, or did you go to Vespers?
Oh yes. That was on, we'd have Vespers sometimes just on Sundays, every Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
But also we had Vespers on All Saints Day, or All Souls maybe. It was the day we decorate the graves.
Mm-hmm.
And my sisters would come up with their little families, and I'd play in the morning at church, go home, we'd have dinner, I'd go back and play for the Vespers, and then we'd go fix the graves.
When you were in France, did they still have Vespers over there?
I don't know, but they have evening services.
They do. You were probably too busy to go to church that much, weren't you?
No, they sang, they sang some of the masses in French. But I think the one Sunday we were there at one place, they sang the Credo. In
Latin.
Yeah.
Tell me about the some more about Corpus Christi. Now they celebrate Corpus Christi over there. I know. I have pictures of it.
Where in France?
Yes, in France. Did you help with any of the altars here to fix the altars after you moved up here?
Well, I had that organ job, and I think I didn't go into that because I had...
You were busy.
Yes, I was busy with the children, too. And they would always take part in it, so... Mm-hmm.
And you were busy with the
yes,
organ,
Yes, I don't
too.
Think I have I helped fix the altars. Mm-hmm. I did take my turn on the altar, taking care of the altar in church.
Mm-hmm. I know they had altars in different places. Can
yes.
you remember where they were?
I really don't.
Well, that's interesting.
They always have one over at the Moy, I think, and somewhere, I don't know if it was at the clinic or where the Sears used to live, where the drugstore is now. I think there they used to have
one. The old drugstore.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And
at Moy, maybe?
Gee whiz. I should know, but that's...
Well,
I just don't remember another
really
place. Maybe at Miss Youngman's there, I don't know.
Probably.
Yeah.
When you were a little girl, do you remember anything about May Day? Did you come up here for May Day?
I don't think so.
You don't think they
I don't think that we came up here for May Day.
Or a procession?
I think we'd come up, we had ours down there, I think.
That's what it was.
Yeah, we'd walk like from school to church, I remember.
Mm-hmm.
We'd have our white dresses and carry flowers.
But you did come over when you were a little girl for All Souls and All Saints.
Oh, yes.
And what'd you do when the river came up?
Well, we'd get in a boat and somebody would, with a tub of flowers, and somebody would take us across the water. And, we were scared to death, but I wouldn't stay home, I had to go. So... my uncle would meet us on the other side of the river, down there at Lacoste.
Your uncle from Castroville?
Yes, Uncle Oscar Roker.
Did he come in a buggy or did he come in a car?
I don't remember that. Maybe the first time it was a buggy. Because I guess I was... maybe it was a buggy already then. I mean, still.
And then you piled all these flowers in the...
Well, we had them in a tub, you know.
And brought them up here and arranged them at the cemetery?
Yes.
What kind of flowers did you use? Did you have them in the yard?
Yes, the chrysanthemums. Mama raised them in the yard.
Especially for this day?
Yes.
What colors were there? Were they?
They were white and gold. They didn't have those dark ones those days. They had the gold and the white.
Was it a tradition to use white flowers?
I think so, because I can just see the cemetery was all white. Yes. Real neat.
Mm-hmm. Did they have a mass up there then, like they do now?
Not when I was... Well, I don't remember when I was little. But when I was the organist, we'd have a mass up there.
You were also choir director then, weren't you?
For a while, yes. Mm-hmm.
So you sang at the cemetery?
Yes, we sang. We'd sing. If we didn't have a mass, we would, while Father was blessing the graves, we'd sing a German song. Mm-hmm. Very appropriate for that day.
How about Good Friday and Holy Week?
Well,